the heart of it all, in the middle of Michigan, the greatest state God ever conceived of. This is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. I am Steve Gruber. Here are three big things you need to know right now. The stock market has plummeted after China devalues its currency and the president declares China a currency manipulator. The event's triggering a massive sell-off on Wall Street. The market off almost 1,000 points at one point. Number two, Governor Whitmer renewing her calls for more gun control laws in Michigan following the weekend mass killings in Texas and Ohio. But is there an appetite to add more gun control in the Republican-controlled legislature here in Michigan? We'll talk about that. Plus, the president comes out and speaks against racism, against bigotry, against hatred in America. It is number one today. Good to have you here. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you for stopping in. The president taking to the podium yesterday saying it's time to address white supremacy and bigotry and racism. Of course, that's not good enough. The New York Times, did you hear about this? The New York Times actually changed its front page today. It said Trump versus hatred and racism. And then they made him, the Democrats scream because he didn't talk about guns enough, so they came and attacked the New York Times and so forth, right? It's unbelievable. The New York Times has no credibility. Oh, I'm sorry, they complain, so you change your headlines? Can you imagine? The New York Times changes its headline. The headline was bad. It's unbelievable. It really is. It's inconceivable that any major newspaper, because they got backlash from the left. The headline on the New York Times was Trump urges unity versus racism. And that's what they started with. Then they went assailing hate but not guns was their new headline after they were reprimanded by the liberal mob. The liberal mob demanding change. Well, here's what the president said. You decide for yourself. It's bite number two. The president says he is ready to consider new gun control measures. A change, of course, in the wake of unthinkable hatred and racism. Bite number two with the president. Go.
The shooter in El Paso posted a manifesto online consumed by racist hate. In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy. These sinister ideologies must be defeated. Hate has no place in America. Hatred warps the mind, ravages the heart, and devours the soul. We have asked the FBI to identify all further resources they need to investigate and disrupt hate crimes and domestic terrorism, whatever they need.
Whatever they need. So, again, the New York Times, under assault from the leftist fascist mob, changed its headline on today's paper from Trump urges unity versus racism, which is what you just heard, and replaced it with assailing hate, but not guns. Oh, I see. He was strong on attacking bigots and terrorism and white supremacists and domestic terrorism. But he didn't say enough about guns, so damn it, that's not going to work for us. And we demand, New York Times, that you change that. How embarrassing for the New York Times. At any rate, the president also said the death penalty. He didn't just say that we have to take on white supremacy and racism and bigotry. He said the death penalty should be advanced and used with swiftness and certainty against these mass killers. It's bite number three from the president. Go with that. Bite number three.
I'm also directing the Department of Justice to propose legislation ensuring that those who commit hate crimes and mass murders face the death penalty and that this capital punishment be delivered quickly, decisively, and without years of needless delay. These are just a few of the areas of cooperation that we can pursue. I am open and ready to listen and discuss all ideas that will actually work and make a very big difference. Republicans and Democrats have proven that we can join together in a bipartisan fashion to address this plague.
To address this plague. But he didn't attack guns enough. He did not. So there's the complaint. He did not attack guns enough. At any rate, the president has weighed in. Now the question is, what happens in Michigan? The governor here, Gretchen Whitmer, has supported red flag legislation in the past. Governor Rick Snyder toyed with it as well, but it never got the traction. It never got the traction in the state legislature that some would have liked to see. Now, the proposal would allow family or law enforcement to request that a judge issue what they would call an extreme risk protection order. And that would ban someone from having access to guns that they owned or that anyone else owned, I assume, from the way I understand this. The concern, of course, is that it would be abused. Because when I read this in 2018, parts of what I read showed that an ex-spouse could go get this ex parte order, which means that you're not represented. You can go into court, the way I understood it, and say, this person isn't stable. Mr. Gruber, I think he's crazy, he's nutty, and he should not have guns, Your Honor. And so the question then becomes, what are the parameters for a red flag law to be implemented against an individual that would strip them of their constitutional rights to keep and bear arms? At what point would a red flag law supersede that constitutional right of the Second Amendment? On Monday, the governor tweeted this. The gun lobby has sold the American people a false narrative that you have to pick one of two sides when it comes to gun laws. The reality is that we can both recognize the rights guaranteed to us by the Second Amendment and work to prevent gun violence. But again, I come back to, okay, what is your proposal? I want to know what your proposal is specifically. You know, ambiguous language is exactly that. It's vague and it doesn't tell me anything. What is your specific proposal that you're going to put forth today that is going to prevent a tragic shooting tomorrow? What is the legislation you would have today that would have prevented the tragic shooting yesterday? Is it red flag laws? I mean, the guy in Parkland, Florida had interacted with police and not in a good way 39 different times before he shot up the high school there, murdering children in February of 2018. Got to ask yourself, what does it really mean? Be specific. We can't discuss your ambiguous ideas. Please be specific. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Tuesday, brought to you in part by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. We'll be right back. Need a new approach for your health issues? Are you sick and tired of being tired and sick? Well, Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV energy boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, plus IV vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatment. Buy a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save big with discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, Lyme disease, cancer, and more. Find out more at WYCOFFwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber has been the state's leading business advocacy organization for the past 60 years. Every day we work with state lawmakers in Lansing to promote and support policies that are essential for job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise. Our advocacy team defends business interests and actively promotes pro-business legislative initiatives. Whether it's education, environment, healthcare, or infrastructure, we are committed to standing up for all businesses, large and small. The Michigan Chamber delivers powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. We are proud to be the leading voice for business in Michigan.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.